This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 159 in a 260-chapter series dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP year since 1946. Yesterday, as we talked about Johnson Field, brings to mind memories today about the man for whom Justice Field is named. If you're interested in a detailed chronology of the plan for consolidation and the establishment of both East Henderson and West Henderson High Schools, you can check Jimmy Fain's A Partial History of Henderson County. Most old-timers, if you refer to the building of East High School, will say only, oh, that's where the old fairgrounds used to be. But an all-important part of that property belonged to the Cleveland family of South Carolina. And similar to many other families, it was generally known the Clevelands only bought property. They never sold it. But the superintendent back then, Mr. J.M. Foster, kept focusing on the urgent need of the property for a new school building. And finally, the Clevelands felt it was their responsibility to cooperate, and the property was transferred, creating, when the two buildings were completed, the East and West High Schools, along with improved Edneyville School. At the time East High was being completed, Ernest L. Justice was not only principal of Flat Rock High School, but was supervisor of the Flat Rock Administrative School District, which consisted of Flat Rock High, East Flat Rock, Tuxedo, and Valley Hill Grammar Schools. It was only natural that Justice be named as principal of the new East Henderson High School, now the largest school in the county. One Leonard Victor Huggins, who was a native out on the ridge, had gone to school with Ernest Justice, and in Vic's book, which is now out of print but it's in the library, Vic concocts several tall tales using Ernest's real name in a couple of them and then calling him Ernest Hustis in another. Vic Huggins was head cheerleader of the University of North Carolina in the 1924-25 school year. Vic made the Ram, Ramesses, as the official mascot of UNC. And he also wrote the fight song, still sung at every sporting event at Carolina. Here comes Carolina, Lina. Vic became so enamored with Chapel Hill he couldn't leave. He opened a hardware store on Franklin Street, which was in business till 1991. Vic had an autograph party at Carolyn's Bookshop in 1982 to sell his book, Anecdotes. And in between broadcasts during that special occasion, he would regale with more experiences that he and Ernest Justice had, growing up together. In 1960, just after East Henderson had opened, the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons joined Ernest Justice in a trip back over the old home place, which had been in the Justice family then for more than 175 years. Ernest Justice's grandfather, W.D. Justice, had at one time served as sheriff, and in 1868 he had represented this county in the state legislature. Mr. Fitz and Ernest Justice found the little three-room house where Ernest's grandfather, W.D. Justice, and his wife, Nancy Patilla Justice, had raised 24 children. In Volume 3, From the Banks of the Ocklawaha, Mr. Fitz describes in detail the folks they met, the topics discussed on that day back in 1960. And in closing this chapter, Fitz said, "To honor Professor Justice for his many years of dedicated service to several generations of the young people of our county, the stadium has been named and will always be known as the E.L. Justice Stadium." And then, almost 10 years later, Ernest Justice was honored by his own student body as being the principal and the educator with the longest record of service in the field of education in Henderson County. It was February 5, 1969, when Ernest Justice, at a meeting of the student body, was presented with an oil portrait to hang in the school library. The painting was done by Robert Gerstacker and was presented to Ernest Justice by Troy Pace, president of the student body. When Ernest Justice had attended schools in this county, the only high school level of education offered was by Fruitland Institute, from which he graduated, and then went on to the University of North Carolina, and finally to Columbia University in New York for his master's degree in education. And you'll remember in an earlier program I told you how, when Boyce Whitmire became so involved in Elkdom and in the state senate, he called upon this same Ernest L. Justice to manage the Elks camp for boys in his spare time. So, at West Henderson, It's Johnson Field, named for Vernon and Leander Johnson, who gave all their love and everything they owned to the school system of the county. And out at East Henderson, it's the E.L. Justice Field, named for a man who gave a lifetime of service to the education of the youth of our county. More great memories of the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Source some corda as we approach the next 50 years.